Friends, welcome. It is such a gift to be together again. Whether this is your first Sunday with us or your thousandth, we are so glad that you're here. Please take a moment to let us know you're here, either by clicking on the link in the chat thread over Zoom, or by filling out the green welcome pad at the end of your row, or simply following the QR code in your bulletin. Speaking of the bulletin, it's hefty this week. Our church administrator, Rowan, had some extra work putting it all together. If you're following along, it simply reads like a book. You can just turn the pages as you would going through, just like you're reading a book. It takes a little navigation, doesn't it? Yeah. We are a praying community. So if there is a joy or a concern on your heart this morning, be sure to write it on the paper, on one of the prayer cards in the row alongside you, or you can simply type it into the chat thread. The children will collect them a little bit later in the service. Now, maybe your kids, like ours, spent some time at Camp Blue Diamond this summer. David Meadows is here to share a really great way that you can support the camp in the weeks ahead. David?
Good morning, all. I would like to just bring to your attention, if you're not already aware, that Heritage Fair at Camp Blue Diamond is coming up on Saturday, September 16th. Those of you who have been around a lot have heard me talk about Heritage Fair quite a few times over the course of many years, and I usually focus on the food, which is absolutely delicious. But today, I wanted to just share a little bit about some of the other things that will be going on at Heritage Fair. Again, that's on Saturday, September 16th. And I will tell you, the heart of the action at Heritage Fair really happens between about 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. You know, there are some things on the fringes, on the early end and the later end, but if you really want to get the good food and have the good fun, that all kind of clusters, you know, between the hours of 8 and 1 p.m. So I would like to share with you a little bit about how Stone Church specifically is going to be involved. Jeannie and Paul will be leading up the sawdust pile. Thank you. I was thinking wood chips. It's not wood chips. The sawdust pile, which kids, if you haven't done the sawdust pile, it's the greatest thing. You get to dig through sawdust and find coins to take with you. It's your own money to spend at Heritage Fair or elsewhere, and it's a wonderful activity to do. So Paul and Jeannie will be leading that for Stone Church. That's our contribution to Heritage Fair. But I would also encourage you, any of you who are not able to make it to Stone to support that activity, or to Heritage Fair to support that activity, you're welcome to make a donation as well. And I'd be happy to talk with you about that. In addition to the wonderful food, the sawdust pile, there are tons of kids' activities, tons of booths selling food and crafts and all sorts of things, mums usually. And this is a wonderful opportunity not only for us to support Camp Blue Diamond, but also the Middle Pennsylvania District. And it's a great opportunity for us to connect with other brethren and other folks from our local communities and this region. It really is a time of connection, and to me, at least, for someone who has been doing this for many years, it feels like a family reunion. I would love to have some of you participate in that kind of a day, and we'll hope for beautiful weather, but even if it isn't, it'll still happen. So I would love to see you there Saturday, September 16th.
You are in for a treat. We have generations coming together, the sounds of life in this space, for a special service on this morning where we will be dedicating the new quilt that you passed on your way in the entryway on your way in. It is a beautiful work of art that emphasizes our values. This week in worship, we return to our new series, Faces of Faith, looking at some of the lesser known but no less faithful characters in the Bible. You will notice alongside you and here up front these pretty little colored pieces of paper, these circles. Each one bears the name of someone that you shared that has been a face of faith and faithfulness in your own life. We heard from many of you that you thought of more names during the week, which is, of course, part of our hope. So we put more circles out for you to share the names of others who have been part of your faith journey again this week. If you're joining us over Zoom, feel free to type those names into the chat thread, and we will add them to a circle to adorn our worship space by next week. So I invite you to sit back and allow the music of the prelude to center you into this time of worship together. We are so glad that you're here.
Thank you. Can Spell Despair by Nikki Grimes. The heartbeat of need pulsates in the street. We hear it from the safety of our windows. The poor, the sick, the disenfranchised, the neighbor who is lonely. They might cry out for help if only they knew who to call. The Lord waits in the wings, invisible to the naked eye, but you and I can see him. He holds the bowl of answers, of blessing, in his pierced hands. Shall we tell them? Shall we shout it out? Come, taste and see that the Lord is good. The despairing among us are desperate for reminders. I live and breathe God, blessing the Lord every chance I get.
Praise continually fills my mouth.
In all sorts of circumstances, my being expands with praise.
Join us in spreading the good news.
Together, let's get the word out. God is good. We are not alone. God is faithful.
There is space for all at God's table. God is good.
Taste and see that the Lord is good.
Oh,
If you filled out a prayer card, I ask that you hold it up as the children will come around and collect it. Children, you're going to hand a prayer card off to Pastor Ben, and then you're going to come all the way up to the worship center to be with me, okay? Good morning, my friends. It's good to see all of you. Hi, Perry. We're going to wait. Aeneas and Perry are still making their way up. I have this beautiful image here. It is, in fact, a real puzzle. Do any of you know where this image is from?
The Bible.
No, well, there are some. The quilt. Have you guys seen the quilt?
No.
No, you haven't seen the quilt. Oh, well, we're going to take a field trip. Come on, everybody up.
Hey, field trip.
Go down these stairs. Come on, field trip.
Bye, I'll see you next
time. Field trip. Okay. Sorry, Luke, I didn't warn you. All the way out here to the narthex. Here we go, through these doors. See if you can find it.
Whoa!
Oh, isn't it beautiful? Okay, back up. Here. Do you see it? There you go. Up, walking feet all the way back up. Walking feet all the way back up. I guess now you have all seen the quilts.
What do you mean? I couldn't find it. I could not find it.
Thank you.
I
know. Wasn't that great? Now, so this image is of the quilt, and it's been made into a puzzle, and I really love puzzles because each piece belongs. Each piece fits right in and has a place, and all the other pieces need each other in order to bring out their own beauty. They need each other in order to be a whole puzzle. Dad actually worked this puzzle. So I think that the church community, or sometimes we call it the family of faith, is like that. That we each have our own unique beauty, but we need each other, all of each other, in order to be whole. And that's some of what our welcome statement and that this quilt is supposed to represent for us and for you. It's a reminder to us that because Jesus is our center and that we keep doing our best to follow him, we celebrate, all these people out there celebrate who you really are, the amazing creature that you are. If you are struggling to read or struggling with calculus, or if you have a whole lot of money or no money at all, no matter who you fall in love with, if your skin is dark or if it's light, whether you're a girl or a boy, or whether you don't fit neatly into either of those categories, when you feel close to God, or when you feel like God doesn't even exist, you belong here. God loves you, we love you, and we can find a way to take care of each other, no matter what. So, I have a puzzle like this for each and every one of you to take home in order to help you remember that you belong in this place with this family. I want to say a special thanks to Corey Buterbaugh, who helped make the puzzles happen. I'll give each of you your puzzle after we pray, okay? So let's pray together. You can repeat after me. Dear God,
help us remember
that each of us
belongs to you
and to each other.
Amen.
Cyrus, can you help me pull this box out? Okay, there is a puzzle for each of you. Yes, you may grab one for your sister. And I know that we have some kids who have decided they're too big to come up for children's time. If you would like a puzzle after the service, you are more than welcome to come get one. Yeah, that's this one.
To sit here at this table with you, Joanne. You and I have been talking a lot lately about the welcome statement and the welcome statement quilt now hanging in the narthex above that welcome statement.
Martha, I'm really impressed with the quilt, and I really particularly appreciate the images that represent non-traditional families.
Yes, indeed. Did you know that the quilt designer is Elodie Gykus from Spring Mills, an artist who worked with the witness team through many conversations and over 103 emails in creating images to represent each of the phrases in the welcome statement? And the purpose, of course, is to enlarge and expand the viewer's understanding of the welcome statement, as well as to enjoy the piece of art that it is. And I know that you commented before church how interested you were in the non-traditional family groups. Do you know that there's some special meaning in the stripes? All those individual stripes were individually pieced and quilted by Linda Taylor of Taylor's Notions in Smithfield, with the help of her sister, Dixie McGarry, who helped each other, encouraged each other through a really complex design. Maybe we can see in the slide that some of the border pieces are, and you will see this in the narthex, of course, for real, in person, that some of the border pieces are fabrics from Guatemala. And some are pieces, because we wanted to show the Stone Church connection and support of Asturias Academy in Guatemala. And there are also some border pieces from Nigeria to represent to represent Nigeria and their celebration of their 100th anniversary of EYN, the Church of the Brethren in Nigeria. Thanks, Marty, for that fabric. So, as we looked at the quilt and as we think now, we realize that it is made up of many small pieces and lots of thinking that enlarged into a greater work. This makes me think back to the very first tentative steps of the welcome statement. And how were those steps of the welcome statement how did they come to be? And Joanne, you are certainly a person who has first experience with that.
So about 13 years ago, I was working with the senior high youth and teaching Sunday school. We had a unit on human sexuality, and it became apparent that for a number of our youth, they were really passionate about wanting to understand biblical interpretations of homosexuality, because some of our youth had friends who identified as gay or lesbian who did not feel welcome in their home churches. And so Christy Dowdy suggested that I ask Dave Wachowski, who is a member of our congregation and campus minister at Juniata, asked him to lead us in a Bible study. And following that study with Dave, our youth felt really committed that we needed to have a church that was welcome to particularly gay and lesbian youth. And so they decided to go to leadership team and ask about that. They were so nervous because they had no idea what the reception would be. And so we had three youth prepare their statements, and we went in and they spoke with such commitment and emotion about their own experiences and those of their peers. And when they were done, the silence was broken by one of our oldest members slamming her hand down on the table saying, "It's about time." Woo! Our youth were so relieved that they had found a receptive audience. And one of those youth who grew up in our church and graduated from high school the year that our welcome statement was adopted is C3 Grugan, and I'll ask them to join us up here at the table.
Imagine, right here up on the stage, an 18-year-old girl with their girlfriend and their family surrounding them because they chose to be baptized. An individual choice that was given by this church, and one that that girl decided was for them. This was a product that happened, or this was an action, a decision that was made because of the welcoming statement. This was a girl who was like, "I think maybe I can have a relationship with God after all." Today, I'm sitting 29 years old. I am transgender. I am deaf. And I am here because the welcoming statement allows me to be here in the person that I have been transformed and evolved into over time and figuring out myself as I went through my way after going to college and living in Washington, D.C. and learning more about myself And my current relationship with God is one that I'm still working on, that I'm still figuring out. But because of the church and because of the church's words of commitment and dedication to trying to go with the change and the language and the evolution that we see in all humans around us, allows me to sit here and say these words publicly and without fear, and with the sense that I am accepted and I am affirmed for who I am, along with all peers. Because, you know, when it comes to a sense of self, we're always still figuring it out. Years and years of experiences and exposure to new language and opportunities, we realize more about ourselves because we open up to that. And I believe that the welcoming statement opens all of us up to those possibilities about ourselves and each other.
Thank you, C3. One of the other youth who was with us during that time is Dante Fisher, and he was one of the three youth that went to leadership team. So let's hear words from Dante.
I see the adoption of the welcome statement itself as a Christ-like decision. Jesus worked to end the suffering of the outcasts and the